We now give an intuitive derivation of the H-infinity result. We're going to write the state space equation of the interconnection matrix out. And we're going to start with the state feedback first. Assume that we're using a state feedback, U equal to Fx. Now, the reason we can use state feedback is this. I mean, it's obvious that if you have a solution for fixed gamma, if you can find a dynamic controller that you can solve the H-infinity problem, obviously there should be a state feedback to be able to solve it. Because the state feedback essentially uses much more information than output feedback. So it should be able to solve the H-infinity problem using state feedback. So I'm going to start with the state feedback problem and see what condition we can derive. So assume that U equal to Fx. Of course, we can also do the dynamic figure, but actually it's not really necessary. So we're going to do this constant state feedback, and I plug the feedback in, so we end up with closed loop transfer function, x dot equal to a plus b to fx plus b1 w, and y equal to c1 plus d1 to f w. Now, obviously, f has to stabilize the system, so a plus b2 f must be stable. And now we can use the boundary real lemma. Since the norm has to be less than gamma, because we assume that norms can be satisfied, then there is the existence of solution of the Riccati equation, x is positive semi-definite, such that the solution is stabilizing.